Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
I think everybody in the house, I'm gonna send it back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. I can't help but praise them. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Amen. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, we invite you here, and please know that you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Thank you, everyone, that has the opportunity to like us on our Facebook page, Speak Now with the Now Network. And thank you, Pastor E, for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. We all have something to share. Yes, God has given all of us something to share. And your story is valuable. Oh, your experience, valuable. See, we are here to help one another. You can give us your own topics. Yes, your own topics directly on our Facebook page, Women Speak Now, as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome network, the Now Network, or myself. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord, for shining your grace and your unmerited favor our way, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for Jesus, Lord. Oh, open our minds, Lord, that we may behold the wondrous things out of your law. Lord, we ask your blessings over tonight's conversation, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this atmosphere. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. May the conversation on tonight heal the brokenhearted, set the captive free, encourage and build up our faith in you, Lord. We love you, and we say, bless your holy name. Amen. Well, hello. Hello, everyone. I am excited to be back with you here on tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. You know, if it had not been for God on our side, where would we be? Where will we be? So I thank God for bringing me personally out of darkness into his marvelous, wonderful light. Amen. See, his love and his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, yes, it is. See, our lives may not be perfect. Yeah, it may not be perfect, but you know what? We are made perfect. We are by the blood we made perfect of the Lamb who cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. You see, God is everything, and everything we need is in God. He is our source, yes, and he sends the resource. He is the source and the resource, and he sends the resource as well. Amen. He's the source of life and the breath to all living creatures, including man. He is our resource. See, he's given us our tools already. He's given us our gifts, our talents. He's given us ideals and visions, everything we need to possess the land, amen, to reap what we have sown, yes, and to sow into good ground, hallelujah, to have what we say according to his will. So let's sow seeds of love, hallelujah. Let's sow seeds of joy, seeds of peace, seeds of kindness and encouragement, also hope. Now is our time to activate our faith. Faith, amen. Now is our time to, hallelujah. Have you ever set a goal? Have you ever set a goal and then you didn't follow through? You ever did that? Or perhaps you let fear of failure stop you from taking that very next step. You kind of know what it is you want to do. You kind of have a vision, but somehow this fear of failure, it just stops you from taking that next step. Guess what? I've done this in the past. But you know what? God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has not given us a spirit of quitting, nor has he given us an unbelieving spirit. But he has given us a sound mind. Hallelujah. And we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. When we truly own who we are in the Lord, yes, when we own who we are children of the Most High God. When we own that, we begin to rely on his strength. Then we can take those next steps. See, a vision is always a good starting place, but you must work the vision. Yes, you must work the what? The vision. Every necessary step to keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. You take one step, then another step. Keep going forward. But when you experience setbacks, and as you begin to experience some of the roadblocks that life will throw at us, we will experience some setbacks and, yes, some roadblocks. That is when you take it to God in prayer. Amen? But don't stop moving. Keep believing. Activate your faith. You see, many people say, I'm waiting on God to move. I'm waiting on God to move. Soon as God moves, I'm going to move. Guess what? God is waiting for us to move. I said, what? God is waiting on who? Yes, for us to move by faith. Amen? Praise God. So tonight here on Women Speak Now, we have an awesome guest. Yes, we have an awesome guest with us here on Women Speak Now. And she has just did what we talked about. Yay, she has activated her faith. Amen. She's excited. I'm excited as well. Yes, she has activated her faith. Guess what? She has worked her vision. And she is here tonight to share how God is moving in her life and how he can move in yours too. Amen. She is not new to the Now Network. You may have heard her here on Women Speak Now. And we have the honor of having us back with us tonight here live on Women Speak Now. Praise God. She is on fire for God. She has a beautiful spirit. She's beautiful both on the outside and inside. She has a passion for women and the youth. She's gifted in so many areas, but not limited to at all. Evangelist, a writer, an author, a teacher, a motivational speaker, and she has an anointed voice of a beautiful songbird and often ministers in song. She is also the CEO and founder of Tamara Ellison Ministries, inspiring change and transforming lives. Let me introduce to some and present to others the mighty woman of God, Evangelist Tamara A. Ellison. Welcome, welcome, woman of God. God
bless
you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to say, I was like, who is she talking about?
You, woman of God. Amen.
Like, well, praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Michelle. Your show is amazing, and it's always my pleasure, my honor to be here on Women Now.
Praise God.
Because you guys do a wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, I'm excited to have you here tonight. I'm just excited to see what God is doing in your life. And you know, I had the honor of attending one of your empowerment workshops last May. I believe it was entitled Phenomenal You. Is that correct?
Discovering the New Me.
Oh, Discovering the New Me. Okay. Discovering
yes,
the
ma'am.
New Me. But it was awesome. It was an awesome workshop. I left with so much, and it was such an anointed time. And I was just been following you ever since, and I just see how God has been moving in your life and blessing you and open door after door. And I'm just excited to have you come on here tonight and share with us. Praise God.
Yes.
And I
well,
see you
I mean,
were,
we went.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, no, no. You go ahead.
No, I'm saying that was, you know, one of those faith moments as well. You know, God had told me to step out with that particular workshop, and I was like, God, I don't know who, I don't know how, but I know you told me to do it.
Praise God.
You know, out of that, you know, being obedient. I had done things before, but it was always, you know, going to other people's events. And God was saying, well, why don't you host one? And I was like, well, I can't do that. You know, I start telling God my long list of what I couldn't do and how I couldn't do it, and I didn't have the money to do it. And he was like, but I'm God. So you have me.
Yes.
And that's all
and
you
comments.
Need. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay. And from there, just trusting and believing God, I mean, he does not fail. He cannot fail.
Praise God.
He will not fail.
Yes, he will not. He cannot. Praise God. Do anything. He can do anything but fail.
But fail.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I do believe that blessings have been released in the body of Christ, and it's our time to walk into our blessings, for us to go get our blessings. Amen.
Yes.
Go get your blessings, people of God. Amen.
And that's the thing. It's there for us.
Amen.
The treasures are laid up, but we're waiting for them to – we're waiting to go to heaven to get them. And one of my favorite scriptures is, I came that you might have life, and that life – more abundantly. That's not in the great by and by in heaven, which we all know we will walk streets of gold. But there's an abundant life here on earth that God wants us to live.
Praise
and experience.
God, life.
Yes. And he
That's
said,
good.
I came that you might have life. So he wants us to live. That's not dead. And then that life that he gave us, even more abundantly. We're supposed to have an overflow of whatever it is that God has promised us, whether it was joy, peace, finances, healing. We're supposed to walk in that thing more abundantly.
Hallelujah. Yes, more abundantly.
God.
Praise God.
More
abundantly. Totally agree. Yes.
Yes.
I agree. And I think a lot of us, you know, we wait. We're waiting on God. And like you said, he wants us to have an abundance life, and there's an overflow, and it's already been set up. And sometimes we have to take it. We have to go for it. We have to put one foot forward. You know, God is not going to come down and push us. But as we put one foot forward, then he'll help us put the next foot and the next foot.
Never want to get in that place where God forces us because think about Paul on his way to Damascus, and the donkey saw the angel with the sword. Mm-hmm. And everybody, he wondering what's going on. And God is like, look, I'm going to make you. Like, you don't want this, Jonah. Let's talk about Jonah and going into the whale. I don't want to have a whale experience. I want but that's not what I want. I want to be obedient to what God called me to do. But I'm reminding Minister Michelle of the scripture, and that's why I love God's word, because he has so many different examples and parables.
Yeah.
So no matter where you find yourself in the word, it's there. The man at the pool of Bethesda, I use this example. It's also in my latest book, Mended, Removing the Bandages. It talks about the man that was sick for 38 years. That's a long time to be sick.
Sure.
And
is.
He was sitting, right? That's 38 years, my goodness.
Okay. I can't be sick for 36 days, 36 minutes.
Right. I'm calling on prayer warriors. I'm drinking blessed oil. I'm going to get this thing out of me.
All that.
But 38 years. And so his response to Jesus, when Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well? His response is, but God, I have nobody to put me into the pool. Mm-hmm. And that shocked me, because it's like God just asked you, Jesus, in the flesh, right there with your answer in his hand, asked you that you want to be made well, and you gave him an excuse of why you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times, do we not find ourselves there? Well, God, I'll do it when my marriage gets together. Oh, God, well, when the kids get a little bit older, or when I get this, or when I get over that, or when I put this into place, God, then I'll do that. And we always have these excuses, but I love Jesus' response to the man. He just looked at him. He just ignored the foolishness of procrastination, the foolishness of pity. Because sometimes we pity ourselves, well, God, I'd be further along if I would have married him, or I'd be further along if I had a better family. You know, we have all these excuses, right? And Jesus just looks at him and says, pick up your bed and go walk. Get up. Get up right now. Go. You have
to do what?
Put action. Go and walk.
Hello.
Go pick up
your
bed and walk that thing out. I don't want to hear no excuses. I don't want to hear about you can't get to the pool. Don't you know
I am
the bomb of Gilead? I'm the healer. Forget the pool. You got healing right here standing in front of you. And that's where God has the body of Christ, Minister Michelle. We are looking in the face of our answer, which is Jesus. Whatever it is.
Praise
and
him.
He's saying, but you got to get up. You got to do it.
Yep.
Put your faith into action and actually trust me. I mean, I love a good shout. I'm the first one to, it don't take me much to just give God praise because he's been so good. I can go in right now if I just start thinking about all the good things he's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
But guess
what?
He don't want us to live in the past. He wants us to live in the now. We're forever current. So, yes, we're thanking God for the things of old. But God, Janet Jackson ain't the first one that came up with that. But God is like, what have you done for me lately? What have you done?
I like it. That's right.
Yeah. What you doing?
Right.
What are you doing now? Because Jesus said, occupy until I come. Why stand ye gazing? Why are you looking up to heaven waiting for, you know, like you said, I love what you said. We waiting on God to do it. He waiting on us.
Yep.
He's waiting on us.
Yes, he is.
We'll be waiting on God's kingdom
come.
Right.
Get to heaven and say, Lord, why you move? He said, you never move.
Right. On this mat, you looking at the water, you looking at the pool, waiting for it to be troubled, and here healing is staring you smack in the face. All you have to do is get up. And so I, with the book, that was one of those things where God was like, okay, so when are we going to do this? And I was like, well, God, I was like, you know, that was my testimony at the time. I'm waiting on you, God. It's just not the right time. I'm so busy.
Right.
Got the kids going, and we're trying to start this business over here, and it's just not a good time to do that. And God was like, but I didn't ask you all of those other things you just told me. I didn't even ask you about that. I asked you when was you going to start. And I had to, you know, really get into his presence and ask God to forgive me for being slowful. And ask God to forgive me and give me the strength to actually do his will, because the Bible is clear. He will give us the strength to do his will. We can't do it on our own.
That's good.
Yeah, and so a lot of people are like, well, Matt, wow, I want to write a book, but I don't know how to start. What do you mean? You better just get the right. You're not going to have chapter one or chapter two. It don't work like that. You just have to allow God to use you and inspire you, and then at the end you'll put that thing together. But you got to just do it. If you got to do it 10 minutes a day, if you got to type it out, talk it out, write it out, whatever your space is, but you got to do it. You got to do it.
Yep.
And we
have
no excuses.
Well, Evangelist Hammer, won't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to go into the book, what inspired you with what the book about, and all the wonderful things about the book, how long did it take you to write it, and all those kind of things. Just tell the audience, some of us, I mean, a majority of us probably already know and heard, but maybe some people hear you for the very first time. I just want you to talk just a little bit, just to tell us who you are, a little bit about your ministry, and things like that.
Yes, well, one, I am wife and mom. I have four beautiful children, my lovely husband, who's so supportive. I praise God for him and my family.
Amen.
And then I am CEO. We own our own company. And I am author and minister. I founded Tamara Ellison's Ministry in 2010. And the purpose of it was to empower women and girls who were, for lack of a better word, being neglected and overlooked in the church, in society, in our communities, the forgotten ones, the ones who were statistics, the ones who, you know, were on baby number three with no dad, the ones who depressed, ones who, you know, impoverished communities, maybe substance abuse. I wanted the scarred. I wanted the battered. I wanted the bruised. Because God came for the battered. He died
yes,
for the
bruised. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He was wounded for those with iniquity. So, you know, and I felt that compassion because I was a teen mom. And I remember being ridiculed by the church, the place where I was supposed to feel the safest. And I told God I would go. He said, will you feed my sheep? And I said, yes, God, I will go to those who are, you know, they might not be able to be good enough to put on a clergy collar in the eyes of some, but to God, they're very precious. They're
praise
very
God.
Precious.
Yes, they
know?
Are. Yes,
so,
they are.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what the whole base and foundation of Tamara Ellison's ministry. And God has just been so good. He has expanded us beyond even what we thought we could do. We're in four schools right now in the San Bernardino School District with the Discovering the New Me program. Yeah, God is so good. I mean, and we are pouring into those girls.
That's phenomenal. Praise God.
Yeah. I mean, to God be all the glory, great things he's done. We have two middle schools, two elementary. We're working on trying to get into the Corona School District right now. So we're just praying for those things.
Well, we claim that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Corona's already, it's already done. We thank you, Lord, for opening that door.
I'll share the testimony. Yes, God, yes.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And so these are at-risk youth. I mean, they are either at risk, they're ditching, you know, some of them substance abuse already, you know, they're homeless, you know, victims of violence in the community. And my goodness, when you just bring love to them, you should see them drink it up and lap it up like if they'd never had it ever before. And that passage of scripture becomes so real to me at the woman at the well when Jesus said, I'll give you water that you'll never thirst again.
Never thirst again. Amen.
Yeah, never thirst again. And I'm just like, wow, God, this is what it's about. So we're doing that. We have the book, like you mentioned, that has dropped. We've been able to kind of go out and do outreach. Right now we're dealing with entrepreneurship and trying to put programs into place. For women who, because let me tell you, I've met so many people that quote unquote live in the hood, and they can design, they can do hair.
They're so much talented in the so-called hood. Talent. I don't even know, business that haven't even hit the ground yet.
Inventions and ideas and poetry and
music.
But
you
they
name
don't
it.
Know that they can make money off of this. They don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's the missing part, huh?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to be blessed. God wants us to. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. It's waiting for us to go and go get it. And so even like Abraham, there was generational blessings. And it's time for God's children to experience generational blessings.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes,
and unfortunately,
you
can't leave my secular job to my children. I can't. It don't work that way.
Woo,
but I can
do
my business.
Yeah,
I can leave
you teaching and preaching,
you know, but I can leave my business. I can leave them in charge of the company. I can leave
your legacy,
Hallelujah.
Yes, my nonprofit.
I can leave those things for my children to run and grow and develop, and that's perpetuating the wealth. And that is what God has for us. So we're doing those things so that we can hit all aspects, because God is truly concerned about the whole man. He wants us healthy. He said, I wish your soul prosper even as your health prosper.
Yes.
He wants our wealth to prosper. He wants us to be emotionally stable, because a lot of, especially women, we carry so much. We're emotionally unstable. So even if you did get a good man, you wouldn't know how to keep him, because you're emotionally unstable. That's just real
you
talk.
Tell the truth.
Real talk.
Well, that is real talk. Yes, yes. Women speak now.
You know,
we're speaking. Yes,
we don't
now.
Speak now, but we have to talk about
and you're telling the truth. We're being honest. We keep it 100 on every podcast. Yes.
Right. Because Ms. Minister, trust me, I've tuned in many a times. I've been like, ooh, ouch, but it's so real. It's so real.
Yeah.
And that's just where we at. You know, you got a bad attitude, and you wonder why you keep getting fired from the job. You angry. You know, so we got to deal with that.
Speak on it.
We got to deal. You manipulate. You lie. You got unforgiveness. And so now cancer is set up in your body. Sickness is set up in your body.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to forgive nobody. And that person's already dead and gone. And you're still
I was that person. I was angry.
Yeah.
I think I spoke about it last week. I was bitter.
Yeah.
I had unforgiveness.
Yeah.
I mean, all those things, you know. And I just thank God that he helped me in every part of that, and that, you know, it's a continual thing, but I'm way much better than I have been. I'm so much better. So much better.
Girl,
thank the Lord.
Let me tell you, he said, walk
not
out
where I used
your
to
salvation.
Be.
He said, walk
and
out
I'm working
your
it
salvation.
Out.
Walk
yes,
is a process.
Work it out.
Work it out. Work it out. And I've been there. I've been there. You know, this is, you know, I was married before. This is my second marriage. And so I thought there would never be love after that. I never could be love, or if I wanted to love. I was one of those, gave up. I don't need to love anybody. I'm cool, you know. But God is like, that's not what I designed. I want your heart to be pliable. And if you harden your heart, that's not me. That's not God. You protecting yourself. And we talk
Speak
about
on it.
Those things in Mended, the book, removing the bandages. Those are all bandages, anger, bitterness, depression, loneliness, hatred, you know, unforgiveness. Those are all bandages that we use to cope with life.
I just love the name of this book and everything. So tell me about the book since we're on it. Like, what inspired you to write the book?
Man, because I just remember being very depressed after my divorce, and I was depressed to the point where I was suicidal at one point. And I share this testimony pretty much everywhere I go, and I you know, I was thinking, I'm just going to take my life, I'm going to take my kids' life, and I'm just going to end it. And at least they'll be in heaven with God. But for me, I don't care where I go. I just want it to stop. You know, I want the pain to stop.
Yeah.
I want the
You shared it before here, but
stop.
Just shared
yeah.
it again. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And
testimony.
It was at that moment where God was like, I know you think you have a plan, but I know the plans that I have for you. And they're plans to prosper you, daughter. They're not plans of evil. I'm not going to let you take your life or your baby's life because I have a purpose for you and them. And it was God who snatched me out of that. And when I tell you he was hand in hand with me, man, I felt his presence. And I literally was like slain in the spirit. I didn't have anybody lay hands on me or nothing like that. But God came Vegas to that. And I was slain. You hear me?
Wow.
And he just began to do surgery on my heart.
Gives me goosebumps just hearing about it.
Yes. And I'm telling you, he came in the room, Minister Michelle, and he just did open heart surgery by emotion.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he began to just remove the bandages, the crutches
what
that I was
God we serve.
He is so good. Mm. Hey, God, thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Glory.
And I'm telling you, and God said, daughter, you would be wrong. You would be wrong, and I would not continue to honor you if you don't go back and reach those who are lost, just like you were lost. And he said, I sent Paul back. Paul could have, you know, went to the upper echelons of the temple, but God sent him back to the Gentiles.
Very
and
true.
God said, you know, you got to remove the bandages for others, those who might not be as strong as you, those who
That's
might
it.
Not be as able to hear my voice so clear because the bandages have blocked their ears. So you have to be able to get them something where they can go through that process that you went through. And they might not be as
That's
destitute.
A phenomenal.
Right, you know, and we don't realize. I remember my mom used to tell me, baby, what you're going through ain't for you. It's for somebody else. And I never understood that until
me
now.
Either. I used to hear that a lot, too.
I was like, yeah.
That mean, you know.
Yeah, and you're thinking,
why can't
well,
they go through it for themselves?
Right. I'm like, this hurts. I ain't trying to go through all of this for everybody else. But that's
yeah,
part
right?
of being like Christ. That's part
yes,
of being like Christ.
Yes, it is. Yes,
he
it
died
is.
So that we might have life. And we
Amen.
Have to die so that somebody else behind us might have life. Not everybody, you know, Minister Michelle, like you know, you walk in that anointing of teaching and just being able to dissect God's word. Not everyone has discerned the scriptures like that. So somebody
right.
needs to reach
God
back and teach them.
Yes. Yes.
You know
You're
what
right.
I'm saying?
I agree. Yes,
and
ma'am.
Show
mm-hmm.
them. But if we don't and we harbor it all to ourselves, God says, woe unto them. Like, we got to go back. We got to go
yep.
back. And so that's
all
what inspired
gifts.
Me.
Yes.
Man,
Good.
And they're for the body.
Our gifts are for
they're
the body
for
of
God.
Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Praise God. You have to
I
know
mean,
that.
I've sung to myself. I've sung in prayer, and I just love to just worship God in my own personal prayer closet. And God is like, how long are you going to keep that to yourself?
Because
you're just full. You just full, and if you're
your
full,
voice is beautiful. Your voice is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Anointed.
To God,
oh yes.
To God be
and
the glory. You know.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise
to
God.
God be the glory. But
to
when
God
you think about
glory.
Something that's full, there's no room for nothing else. So
no,
then, while you're trying to harbor what you have from God,
that's
He's
good.
Always trying to give you new grace, new mercy, new revelation, new experience, a new side of Him. But if you're full, He can't put nothing else in. And nobody wants an old, stale relationship.
That's
nobody.
Good. That's good revelation.
Nobody.
That's really good.
Right? And so God is saying, if you pour out and you give out, the more your cup will never run empty. So you don't have to ever worry about running out. It's just going to be new and refreshed every morning. Every time you give out, every time you pour into somebody's life, God, there's no point in giving us a new revelation if we're not going to get rid of the old. There's no point.
That.
There's no point
you
in
talking,
singing
a new
song.
You're preaching, evangelist. Yes, you are.
You know, no point in singing a new song if we're going to harbor the song that we have. God's not going to give anything
That's
new.
Good.
God does not waste. God is the best businessman ever. He will
not have
a bad investment. If he's going to put money, he expects something back. Hence the parable of the man with the talent who went to go bury it instead of increasing it.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So we got talents out there. We can't bury them and hide them because we feel we're not ready. We don't have it all together. We ain't got enough of this. We got, you know, no more excuses. So that's what men did. No more excuses. And let me tell you, once you read that devotional and you go through those processes, you'll be like, oh, I don't have an excuse. God then took all of them away from me. I don't have not a crutch.
I guess I'll go ahead and do this thing, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead and take up my bed, fold my little mat up, and walk.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Well, I know that you're having an upcoming book signing. Can you tell us a little bit about that? If we wanted to buy your book, or, you know, how could we go about doing this?
The book signing, very excited about that. Super excited. A lot of work. So I'm telling you, I live what I preach. It's a lot of work, and I have to take my mat up and say, go, Tamara, keep going. But it's March 18th at 7 p.m. at the Loma Linda Community Center, located in the city of Loma Linda. If you want to purchase the book, it is available on Amazon. It
awesome.
Is available at barnesandnoble.com.
Nice.
It is also available on my website at tamaraellison.com. And the awesome thing about that is we are donating 10% of the proceeds from the book signing to a women's homeless change. And they are active in the community. These
That's
are women
so awesome.
Who are getting out of prison. And they have nowhere to go. And they have a place there. So we want to help them build as well. So just know you're going to be giving back when you do make your purchase the day of the book signing, which is March 18th. You can also look it up on my Facebook page at Miss Tamara Ellison, and the information is there about the book signing. And if you want to, if you're not able to make it to the book signing, we are going to honor all the Amazon orders that are being made from now until the book signing, and all of those orders. 10% of the proceeds will be going to the Time for Change Foundation for the support of homeless women.
Wow.
So,
that is
yes,
so phenomenal.
Ma'am.
You know what?
I can hear
your passion. I hear your passion. I feel your passion. What I really like about you is that you don't just talk about it, you be about it. And that's just so awesome for you to give back to such an organization. 10%
yes,
is a
ma'am.
Lot. And that's going to add up. Yes. And that is so, I mean, that's why God is opening door after door after door, because you're not selfish.
Amen.
And I just
Amen.
Want to acknowledge that. Praise God for you.
That is dynamic. Now, I got to come in on this part, because you
say
you can purchase on Amazon, but it's not available now because I just tried to buy it. So you're saying that it's not available until the 18th.
It should be available. What's been happening is, honestly, I don't know if it's been like a lot of people trying to go on there, but it should be able where you're able to purchase it now. So I thank you, Pastor E, because we're going to have to work that thing out. I'm going to have to call my team and see what happens. But it is available.
I was going to read an insert. Look, I was going to read an insert. Hold up.
It is available, so I will make sure that my team is on that, but barnesandnoble.com too. And if it's not, I will make sure my team, and it's also available on my website, and I'll ship those out to you.
Awesome.
But if you're not, we'll get that fixed for you, Pastor E. I will definitely talk to my team, because those are, we've been getting orders even today, so it might be something on the Amazon site.
Okay, well, I'm even on your page, and I'm looking for the, I know it's showing new arrival.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll do what we have. I am going to be there, because I want one signed. So.
Okay, yes, sir.
I will be
I'm buying now just for the simple fact. Now, it's working on your page, so you can buy Mended on TamaraEllison.com. You can get it right now, because I'm paying for it through PayPal. So it's very easy to get that get that out there now.
Thank you, Pastor E.
That's what I do. Look, that's what I do.
Put it in the basket, go ahead and pay for
it. And we will make sure that we get that remedy for those, because I know some people have Kindles, and it is available on Kindle. So I promise you I will get that worked out for you, for those ebook readers. who like to download it on their Kindle. You know, we got folks that are fancy and they don't want no old-fashioned book. They got their tablet, so they want
right.
to be able to do that. So we've made that available for you. And again, it's give and it shall be given. That's Bible.
Yes.
Everything that we're doing, give and it shall. Right. Shaking together,
running over.
Shall meal.
Amen.
Men.
Yes.
And that's that
until
risk.
You're buzzing. Amen.
But that's that run over. You hear the run over comes after
mm-hmm.
you give because you make space
Hello.
For the run over. You got to make space. And
yes.
so I want to challenge anyone that is listening right now. I don't care if you're saying you wanted to write a book or do a nonprofit or start a – or me and Minister Michelle were talking and she's going back to get her master's. If it's you going back to school and you're saying, well, how am I fit that in with all these kids? Trust me, God's grace is sufficient for you and you can do
yes.
this. If he told you to do it, it is his job. Listen, ladies, it's his job to provide the way. It's just your job to obey. It's not your job to provide the way. God
say that
will
again,
always
evangelist.
Provide provision.
Say that again,
God
evangelist. Somebody
provision.
Needs to listen. That's awesome.
And he will not want you to provide any type of way. He is a man. He is a gentleman. And he takes care of his word. He watches over his word to perform it. That's his word. So
you
have to do it. He'll provide the resource. But he will not open up the Red Sea for you until you actually go up to the Red Sea and start walking. He's not going to do
say it. Yeah.
He's not going
to
do it.
Amen.
You wait
you gotta
on
get
him
to the
Red
Sea.
You got to get there. He hears
he's not gonna bring the Red Sea
behind
to you.
You.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right. You,
speak on
you
it. Speak on
see it.
It
open. You want to see the dry land first. You want to see the Egyptians destroyed. Then you want to go. And God is saying, no.
Okay.
Go
and
walk.
Preach.
Put your foot on that Red Sea and watch that water begin to move by you taking faith. Faith will push that water out the way for you. Faith will push those deals out of the way. Trust God and believe and watch somebody come and put some money in your pocket. Let me tell you, I didn't mention the testimony for the discovering the new me. When I stepped out on faith, a sister in the church, I just was telling her about all the wonderful things I had a passion about doing. Notice I said a passion. And she cut a check, wrote me a check right then and there in
Say,
church.
What?
And it covers.
Yes. Look at
it
God.
It covers the whole workshop. I mean,
everything.
And
Say
so
that,
when I
evangelist.
Tell you that
That's
God
awesome.
Wants you to put faith,
I'm encouraged.
You
gotta step
out. So do it. I don't care what it is. And I know the obstacles. They're put there so that God can prove to the obstacles that you are more than a conqueror.
Yes,
That's
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
That's
more
it.
More than a conqueror.
That is it. More.
Yes,
and
more.
I don't know about you, but I've never heard of anybody being more than a champion. Like, that's supposed to be the top. And God
right?
said, with me, you supersede that. You're more than a conqueror.
You about to have me dancing and shouting up in here, evangelist.
Yeah.
So serious. I'm already pumped up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, God, you always excel.
Hallelujah.
You always excel. Your people always excel. We're not just conquerors. We more than that. We even got
more.
A level. Our level is called more than. Because you
Thank
might
you.
Be conquering, but I'm more than that. And so God
right.
wants us to walk in that.
I like it. I love it.
He wants us to walk into that, and that is for
oh
us.
My God.
So whatever it is, it's there. We just got to walk that thing out.
Look. I'm going to have to get you on real talk because I'm looking at day one, the bandage of I am the victim. Ooh, you got to get out of that. The bandage of pity. Oh, my God. The bandage of unforgiveness.
Yep.
The bandage of depression. The bandage of anger. The bandage of independence. The book is already bought. The bandage of hopelessness, the bandage of regret, the bandage of shame, growing in God's grace. See, this is a woman's journey. I'm going to read that one, day 11.
Yep.
I need to know. I just want to connect with you and agree with you in growing in God's grace. Men out there listening, there's something you can find in this book tonight. I already know that one of our covenant partners sent me a message on how to purchase it also. So that's two purchases.
Yeah, I'm getting it right now, too. I got one.
And we're going to distribute this thing. As I said, I want to get you on Real Talk so we can really, really promote the book. You know, we're getting to know you right now. Oh, there's people out there fired up. The lines are on fire.
Yes.
But we really want to help you promote this book because we need to be more.
Chains have been broken.
That same language going out. And I'll say this to you right now. You don't hang out as far as verbally on this network, but I'm listening to you and you sound like the Now Network. And I know other people are saying, wait a minute, she be talking to Pastor on the side. We don't talk very often, but we're connected and like-minded believers talk the same talk.
By the spirit.
Yes, they do.
Amen.
Yes, they do.
And you know, like I said, I'm just leaping in my spirit because you're saying things that I'm saying, well, that's not like I said that. Wait a minute, did she get that from me? Wait a minute, hold on. And that is what this is all about. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm honored again. I got to get on Real Talk. Minister Michelle always keeps the real, so I'm like, I need to really get ready for Real Talk because it's probably more intense.
Pastor, get ready for that one.
Absolutely.
God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Well, would you guys like to open up the lines and see if there are any callers out there that have been encouraged tonight? You got a book in you. Here is an encouragement that you can write your book right now. Stop sitting on it. Stop waiting on it.
Get it out the closet.
Don't be ashamed. Don't say nobody's not going to like it. Don't worry about that. Go with your passion.
Finish your passion. That's right.
Tell people out there, you know, 30-year passions. They can revive
and now it's
tonight.
The time to move. Move now.
Move now.
I'll buy anybody's book that says God gave me a passion just to support you and let you know what it is. We have a caller that has been on, and I believe this is Minister Kim Scott. She hasn't been ordained yet, but she is a minister of reconciliation. Area code 951, last four, 6898. You're live on Women Speak Now. I'm going to give you the first opportunity to come in unless you mistakenly dial one.
Hi.
Yes, did you dial one?
I actually did. My phone dropped, so I might have dialed one by mistake, but I'm on, and I'm very impressed with the call tonight, and I am going to go online and get the book because I'm very impressed with what I've heard tonight. And, I love my Now Network family, and they keep me so uplifted, and especially the triumph with everything that I'm going on in my life right now. I wouldn't be standing without the Now Network right now, keeping me going and keeping me lifted. But I am going to go in and purchase that book, and so I could get to reading that book and keep my spirit going and keep God keeping me going and moving so I can get ready for this next phase in my life right now.
Ooh, new season. And you're right out there. No, go ahead, Kim. And I was going to say, Kim, you're right out there in that area where the book is going to be released. Come out and meet the evangelist.
Yes. I invite you to come out. It's right there. I will be at the Loma Linda Community Center on Barton Road, if you're familiar with the Inland Empire. But it's the Loma Linda Community Center. If you connect with me, I know Pastor E and Minister Michelle are my friends also on Facebook. So the flyer is there.
I'll share it on my Facebook page as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, she's about 10 minutes. Look, we're an hour away. She's about 15, 20 away.
Right. We're going to have some other things going on there. I don't want to spoil the surprise, so I won't say all the stuff that we have planned, but it's going to be an awesome night. Come down.
Our call to everyone is that to come support you. This is your time. I'm saying to all of our covenant partners are in the Southern California area, even in the Inland Empire area of Pomona, of Diamond Bar, of any area out there. Come on out and support this woman of God that we can really make a push. We need some bestsellers in the body of Christ. We need some bestsellers that are talking about immediate change. We need some bestsellers, but it's never going to happen if we don't support each other. So it takes that commitment to say, I'm going to give my time just to say, here I am. Because the more numbers show up, the more responses get, the more the reviews get, the Now Network is going to come out, and we're gonna do an interview on site just to promote it through
That's
our
right.
networks and
right.
and do what we can.
Awesome.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. I already put it in my put it in my schedule.
Yeah,
I have to.
I'm telling you, I'm
I'll
doing
be there
a
as well.
Right now.
Woman of God.
All right, Minister.
Do I need a press pass?
All right.
Do I need a press pass?
Praise God.
You know what? And I'm going to let the Black Chamber of Commerce is actually doing a ribbon cutting. So I'm going to let them know that we have some press. We have
Praise
someone
God.
Who wants to interview.
Because we are a certified radio station. We are a certified bona fide radio station, and would love to come out. I'm coming regardless, but still would love to show a presence in our broadcasting.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I would love that. My God, thank you. Look at God. See already, I didn't even ask for a friend. Look how God just set you right on up because you just
absolutely. The steps
so
of
God,
the righteous.
Whoever, you got to go. You got to move. Move out.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the woe of me. Get out. Just do it. Let's get this thing done together. Now.
Be like Nike.
Now.
Just do it. Amen.
Just do
now.
It right now.
Just do it.
The Now Network. Now. Do
yes.
it now.
That's
now.
Right.
No,
and that also, then that translates in that it's done now. We're not
right.
doing it now. We're
amen.
Already it's done
yes
now.
And amen.
And so we can already imagine the. Oh my God! I'm gonna stop talking because somebody might fall out right now. But can you just imagine the faith in action? Faith in action.
Yep.
You don't have to see it. You just gotta move, and then when you move, oh my God!
Right, right. And watch.
Yep.
That's all he asks you to do is watch.
That's
walk
right.
Watch. Walk and watch.
Hey, we have another caller, and we know she's. She's guaranteed to always dial one. Minister Terry Herbert from What's the Word on the Now Network. Good evening, woman of God. Two Women Speak Now with Minister Michelle and Evangelist Tamara.
I tell you, good evening, family.
Good evening,
the
beautiful sister. God bless you.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm listening to the mighty woman, Evangelist Tamara. You know what? I'm at
She's
work and I'm speaking. I'm sneaking and I'm trying to get this, you know, get my earbuds to work and with the noise. So, but you know what? I missed the date. I know there's a book signing, and I know Pastor E, you said you've seen some of it already.
I'll get it to you.
I need share the information on my page and Evangelist Tamara. I'm looking forward.
I've already posted the flyer on the Women Speak
as well.
And I put
okay.
it on the Women Speak Now on the event page for this broadcast.
Amen.
I had already
awesome.
Posted that before you even brought up the book. It's already out there. So
wow,
awesome.
Amen.
What date? What date is that book signing?
March 18th.
March 18th. I know where Loma Linda's at. I was born in Loma Linda. All right, praise God.
Barton Road. Amen.
Uh oh, home girl.
I'm looking forward too. Looking forward. Praise God.
Yes.
Love you, sis.
Love you guys.
Love you.
God bless you all.
Get that
thank
money.
You.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Get that money.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. Get involved in this. You may even have a question that you have to, you know, you may be sitting dormant. And you hear all the excitement in writing and setting up events and things like that. You may just need one answer to a question to take you to the next level. Dial one right now. Ask the woman of God. What took her to the next level to make her say yes instead of no? Dial one. Amen. Everybody's scared, but I know somebody who's not scared, and I know she would love to interject with this because she knows I only bring her in when, you know, she doesn't have to dial one because she knows she's going to get the last voice. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What's the word? 52 Weeks of Love with the Woman of God here on the Now Network. You are live on Women Speak Now with Minister Michelle and Evangelist Tamara.
Well, praise the Lord.
Where's your book?
Praise the Lord. Welcome.
Praise
God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
How many books
God
you got?
God bless you. Evangelist Virginia.
How many books I got?
Yes, how many books do you have?
I'm getting ready to get one tonight.
Release it.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Oh,
yes,
man
sir.
Of God.
Yes.
You said how many books I have?
Yeah, I didn't mean, I know you're going to buy one. I'm talking about how many books do you have? Oh, yes, I know. There's many up in there. When
like,
you going to pull them things out?
Right.
Guess what? Lord help. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've been wanting to say this, and I have so much in my spirit.
All right.
That about 3 years ago, I'm not going to tell it all right now, but about 3 years ago, God dropped it in my spirit to write this book. And I started writing the book, and I have about maybe 7 pages. And I had my house remodeled.
Perfect number.
I had my house remodeled. And I can't find the tablet. It's somewhere in a bin in my next bedroom. And I've been looking for it. And I went to church one night. I need y'all to hear this. I went to visit a church one night, my sister and I. The pastor didn't really know my name, but he had seen my face before. And he called me, and he said, woman of God, he said, come up here. He said, God is telling me to tell you, you've been writing a book. But you stopped writing the book.
Wow. Wow.
And you need to get it out and start writing the book. And this book failed. And I have not been obedient to start back on the book. And when I lift that Sister Tamara.
Well, now's your time, Evangelist.
When
yes.
I lift that Sister Tamara, God was dealing with me a few weeks ago, and I told my friend. She said, girl, what are you waiting on? She said, go ahead over and get ready to get on that, start on that book.
Hey!
And I start,
amen.
I start writing.
That's right. Start on it, Evangelist.
I want to talk to you about it, God.
Oh,
precious, praise,
oh,
Jesus.
Praise, oh, no, no, you ain't got to say it. Look, it's already in my spirit. It's already in my spirit. There are people on this broadcast tonight that are going to help you in every area of the graphics, of the structure, and all that. It's already provided for free.
Praise
I'm telling you this right now. And I ain't going to throw no names out there, but I know that there are two people listening right now, myself and one other, that can provide everything you need to get it done.
Amen.
You just need to write. That's all God is telling me to tell you. Just write it. Don't worry about production. Don't worry about publishing. Don't worry about graphics. Don't worry about just write.
Right. That's right.
And God got you, because you're in the right seat to receive the seed that's going to be planted in your life.
Amen.
Right now.
Praise God.
And man of God, I want to say something to Sister Tamara. Sister Tamara.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard
ma'am.
Talk about your book. And it's an awesome book. But I heard you say something else, and I can't recall right now, but you said somebody wrote a check to you for something. Can you tell me, explain that again?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I do workshops and conferences, which I have to mention a little bit of that, but I do a Discovering the New Me is my women's empowerment workshop. And when I wanted to start the first one, I didn't know how, but God showed me that it was going to be at a hotel. He told me how to lay out the lunch, the different things to have. And Minister Michelle attended, and it was just wonderful. I didn't know how I was going to do it.
It was phenomenal.
But the woman of God came to church, and I just was explaining my passion for God's women. And she wrote me a check that covered everything. Everything. I'm talking tablecloth, the centerpieces, the food, the register. Just it covered
That's what I'm talking about.
You want to do what God, when you want to do something for God, you want to do it with excellence. And it was, I was able to do it on that level of excellence.
Yes, you were.
God
it was
covered
beautiful.
It.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God covered it. And and so I know when you said that the book was lost, I heard God say that you don't need those 7 pages to finish and do what he told you to do.
Appreciate
because
Glory,
what
glory.
Happens is God says those were just the first fruits of the book, but he's already written it and he's made some edits. So God said, don't worry about trying to get the 7 days, because God is putting something more in you. The experiences that you've experienced from the 3 years ago, God says he's grown you in so many areas that now how you would write the book, it'll be totally different. So God said,
glory,
you didn't
hallelujah.
Miss your season.
Thank you, Lord.
You did not miss
hallelujah.
Your season,
oh
but you're
God.
In it. You're in it.
This is
it's
your season.
The time
Amen.
Now. The time
right now.
Now.
Now, can I just confirm something? I just want to confirm something, okay? You know, I have to say this. Hold on one second, Evangelist Virginia. Let me say this and then come back to her, because I have to show you the confirmation of the Spirit.
Oh, my God.
I have about 10 books. I got folders, binders, books everywhere. And I'm now about to – I made a commitment to a friend of mine that called me out on it. You need a product. You need it. And I'm like, oh, and I made a commitment to this. So I'm going through this. Watch this. And I'm looking at all the new stuff and the new series on prayer and the new series. Oh, I'll do that. And you know what? I wrote a book in the hole in prison 23 years ago.
Wow.
Called Provoked to Purpose. And I was on this conference this last weekend, and God told me, if you don't go rewrite that book, because I thought it was outdated, it wouldn't be caught at all. And God told me this weekend, he said, if you don't rewrite
Look
that book, and that's your commitment for March 15th, nothing else is going to be blessed. I'm typing right now. I got notes everywhere. I pull it out of the archive.
God.
I'm telling somebody
God.
Out there something that you thought was not good. Something that you forgot about, something that you left behind. Pull it back, because what God does is a now thing. That means all things are passed away, but behold, all things become new again. Now, that's my testimony, and this is a right now testimony that I thought it was had to be something up now. The woman of God just said, no, rewrite that, because all of 23 years of all of the experience and the going through that I have experienced that I've had can now be added to these pages. Oh my God! I don't have to write a book. I just need to rewrite
Praise
what
God.
I already have. Stop looking
that's
for a new thing.
Right.
Recreate what God has already gave you as new.
Yeah.
Ooh,
amen.
Let me tell you. That reminds me of Elijah when he asked the prophet. He said, "Well, do you think these dry bones can live?"
Come
and
on.
Like, well, and God breathed the breath of life onto the bone.
Yes.
So what
we did right
there in bed, God can blow life onto that thing.
Immediate breath. Jesus. Immediate
breath.
Now breath.
Right, man.
Go ahead, Evangelist Virginia. But I had to add that in there because it's most important that we're in agreement. And when a word is spoken, I want somebody out there to know that, because some people are like, oh, that was just a word for her. A word from God is a word from everybody. You got to be ready to receive it and know that it works for you just like it does for me.
All you got to do is move. Just move.
Well, come on,
when? Right with you. Amen.
When?
Now.
When?
Now. 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 Right now.
Yeah.
Now.
Ooh, glory.
He's a right now God. Amen.
Hey.
And Melissa Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
And Evangelist Tamil.
Yes,
as you were talking about your book, I'm sitting here with my tablet. And
Evangelist? Amen. That's
right.
God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you, Lord.
We are right.
Praise your name.
Thank you,
That's
Jesus.
Right.
As you were talking, Evangelist Tamara, I was sitting here with my tablet. I was writing what you were saying about your book. And on the other page, I was writing something about my book.
Praise God.
Right. I've been writing.
We're all inspired, Evangelist Tamara.
I started writing.
You have lit fires with
writing.
You. Praise God.
Yes. And let me tell you,
glory.
The fire will not be put out for you, Evangelist. The fire
Praise
will
them.
Not be put out for you. No distraction, no hindrance. No no negativity, no doubt, no lack of resource will be able to stop you. We release that now. We release
right.
that
in the
now.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Name of Jesus.
Yes. No
I
more
speak when you shut down, no distractions. I say when you shut down and start with no distractions, no phone calls, no nothing. God is going to protect your mind, could protect your environment that you're allowed to release.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
You gotta make some secret time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Evangeline Virginia.
Right. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I went to the beauty shop one day, and this lady was there, and she come from out of town to get her hair done. And they had heard talking about me medicine, and she said, when you come back, you bring one of your medicine tape, what you medicine on. And I brought the tape to the beauty shop. That's been about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought the CD, the DVD, rather. And my beautician put it in on her TV.
Wow.
And when it started playing, it was so awesome. This lady, she got up out of her chair.
Hallelujah.
She looked at me, and she did just what they did to you, Evangelist Hammer. She wrote me a check.
Yes, Lord. You are the resource, Lord. Yes, you are.
Yes, Lord.
God, you can do anything but fail, Lord. We bless
anything.
You, Lord. We praise your name. Ooh, hallelujah.
You are the
glory
to
your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on,
notice, God.
Because with him, I can do how many things? All things. But it's plain and central. Without him, I can do nothing.
Yes,
stop playing it. Stop thinking you're getting over. You ain't. Without him, you can do nothing.
Nothing. And you know the scripture said, with man, things seems impossible.
Yes.
Ooh, but with
God,
all things are possible.
All things are possible. To them that believe.
All things are
possible. Yes, to them that believe. Right.
Yes.
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 Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
I cannot wait
to read it. I cannot wait
Amen.
To hear that. I cannot
Same
wait
here.
To purchase it.
Yes.
I cannot wait to dive in because you have so many hidden jewels that you're not even going
to
know all what
Don't
you're
going
to write. Don't worry about the chapters, but all of that oil and anointing and crushing that you've gone through, just let it come out on the pages. Just
Speak
let it come out
God.
On the pages.
Oh,
just
Lord.
Let it come out on the pages.
Amen.
And it'll be a
Amen.
Smelling aroma to us who read it.
That's right.
Yes.
It's about
Thank God.
And we're ready now. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless God.
God
bless
you, Evangelist
Virginia. Love you.
God bless you.
Now, we want to put this out there because you guys are talking about lady movements. This is we do have a movement that we support in the city of Compton called Diamonds in the City. Now, it's the Diamonds in the City of Compton, but it also could be the Diamonds in your city, the city of wherever. But we are meeting on the first and third Saturday every month in the city of Compton at Sylvia Nunn's Angels.
Amen.
With Cynthia Nunn, from 1 to 3, ladies are getting together. I'm talking about educated, professionals, women that have made it that are willing to sow back into ladies that haven't. And we are in an area at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, where it is the hood. It is the rural part of Compton.
Right.
But there are ladies out there that want better. I do a Bible
Amen.
Study every Wednesday there, and God is growing it. We started with 2, then we went to 4. Now we're at 11. Like next week,
Amen.
I think the whole house is going to be full. But this Saturday is the first
Amen.
Saturday of if you're in that area, whenever you're in that area, Evangelist Tamara, you need to stop by and join us. Minister Michelle is also connected in that when she's available. I believe Pastor
Amen.
Eddie is going to be there this Saturday. But we really need to connect. You ladies that are willing to sow into these young ladies that are sitting there saying,
yes.
somebody would just tell me, I would know. Well, we have an
right.
opportunity. This
right.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Well,
Sylvia
well,
Nunn's Angels.
The information.
I'll send you the flyer. And, you know, I'll be blowing you up on a lot of stuff, but that's just what Pastor E do. But anyway, I'll share that flyer with you. it is this Saturday. But it's the first and third. So whichever one you may ever make, you don't need an announcement. Just show up. because we're looking for empowerment. And check this out. Man Up the Movement is also coming to Sylvia Nunn's Angels, where we're going to be doing men workshops,
Amen.
Talking about real stuff,
Amen.
Where those of us have come from that we can help others to get up now. And I'm excited about that. But I want to promote that this Saturday, 1 p.m.
Amen.
To 3 p.m., Sylvia Nunn's Angels, the Diamonds in the City of Compton. But don't stop there. We're looking for diamonds in your city, too. So join us this weekend. That's a woman empowerment thing. No heads, just a bunch of individual servants willing to say, how can we help?
Amen.
Thanks
wow.
for sharing
that
information, Pastor.
Yes, 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 yes. Minister Michelle, we have we still have about 19 minutes of recording time. I know we want to get Evangelist Tamara's information back out there again. Website.
Yeah.
Events of all of the ministries, not just the book, all of the ministries that someone out there may need to have heard something from you. They didn't hear from me or Minister Michelle and have resonated with them. We want them to be able to get in contact with you because this is just not about us. The Now Network is not our will. So the will of God is that we make connections with people that resonate with one another. And we want to give you that opportunity to share again, all of your information, any events, the book signing, the book release, or whatever, and let us know how we could do that.
Yes. Well, again, you can connect with me. I'm pretty much on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I even have a Snapchat, but, yeah,
awesome.
My daughter's still teaching me how to work that.
Me too, Evangelist. Me too.
No, look, Pastor E is technical, and I'm still dealing with that.
Right.
Snapchat is something else. I'll be honest with you guys, from somebody that's connected
yeah,
with it, Snapchat is really not for the body. It's just
okay,
you have to go through too many things to get the people that you really connect with through Facebook,
yeah.
Twitter, and Instagram. They don't flow on that thing. So you're really messing with people that don't really follow the things that we're doing because I've really investigated it. I've been out there. I quit. I quit.
I just wanted to have it just in case because I deal with girl empowerment, women empowerment. So you can go on my website, TamaraEllison.com, TamaraEllison.com. ELLISON.com, where you can get all of my social media. You can read my blog that's there. You can send me prayer requests. You can connect with me. You can subscribe. So that way, if there are events, you'll get the email blast that will go out. I also have the book signing, book launch coming to Loma Linda Community Center March 18th. So that's only like 3 weeks or a little shy of 3 weeks away, March 18th at 7 p.m. at the Loma Linda community. You'll get your chance to meet me, ask me questions, get your book signed, and also 10% of your proceeds will go to Time for Change, a homeless shelter. And when I tell you I did my research, this shelter was one of the candidates for CNN Heroes. I mean, they're
Ooh.
Really doing a powerful
oh, yeah.
work.
Awesome.
In the community, and they just need help. You know, it takes money to help people. I know we want to put a prayer on it, and they do accept prayers too, and they need them, but we got to put our money where our mouth is and actually help the widow, help the orphan, help the fatherless, help the motherless, those who don't have shelter. And so Tamara Ellison's ministry, we're doing that. We're strong believers in that. So we are donating 10% of the proceeds to Time for Change Time for Change Foundation Homeless Shelter. May 21st, again, Minister Michelle, we have Discovering the New Me workshop. We'll be coming
awesome.
To Rancho right now. The location is to be determined, but it will be in that Rancho, Ontario area. But
awesome.
I'm looking to try to host something in L.A. Really soon.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Really soon.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm trying to come that way. But
March,
May 21st, we will be doing second annual Women Empowerment Workshop called Discovering the New Me. This is a curriculum
ladies,
that God
grind,
has given me.
You got to get there.
Yes.
Get there.
Yes.
It's awesome. Phenomenal.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good.
And what he has done is now we're doing a growth component. So we've been
able
to go to the schools, but we want to host our own girls' conference this year. I'm looking for partners with that, just so we can love on our girls, so they can discover who they are in Christ and who God made them to be. So, yeah, we want to do that. And I'll be in Houston, so I know the Now Network followers go all over. So I'll
yes,
be
they
Houston,
do.
July 29th for Discovering the New Me. We'll be doing the workshop out there.
Congratulations, Evangelist.
Look at God.
Amen.
When I tell you the doors. And so,
they're opening. No man can close. Amen.
Nobody can close it. I don't no angel above, no angel underneath. God opens the door.
Right.
It's
say
set.
That.
But it's about you moving now. And I like being transparent when I tell people this, because people think when you say these type of things, like, wow, you must really have all this money. No, I have a lot of Jesus. I have a
Praise
lot of Jesus,
God.
And I have him, and I have
encourage
to trust
someone.
Him.
You're encouraging me.
Yeah, because, I mean, we look at people, and we don't realize that on the backside, that's prayer and fasting that's taking place on how God is able to do things.
That's
so
good.
Everything is believing God, and when I tell you, when you step out, everything falls into alignment, but it's not
Praise
until you step out and we come against fear, we come against doubt.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Like the man in the Bible where he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. It's okay,
right.
But be honest with God so he can help your unbelief and so that he can really help you, because it's our time, saints. Look at Trump. Look at all this stuff that's going on in the world. We have to be in position. We have to have more authors. We have to have more politicians. We have to have more CEOs. We have to have more teachers, more police. We have to be in that number. We have to.
Yes.
We have to be the majority, not the minority. So
that's right.
It's
praise
now,
God, the majority.
That majority. We have to. And so the last thing that I have, because I'm not going to rattle everything off. I can't think of everything right now.
Oh, you've done excellent tonight. You have inspired. Yes, you have.
Yes.
You have inspired on tonight. You have preached. You have teached. You have uplifted the name of Jesus.
Yes, and his name needs to be lifted up, because then people are drawn. God said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. That's
all
not lifted men. Up. Praise.
Yeah.
But when he was lifted up on that cross and he died for our sins, we were now granted access to him.
Access in our sins. Amen.
Access to whatever you need. You need hope.
Yes.
You have access.
Praise God.
You need money.
Thank
you have
Lord.
Access. You need healing. You have access.
Yes.
Don't let anything hold you back. I am a living witness. I mean, someone is like, well, you need to write a book about your life. Well, that'll come when God tells me to do it. And I'm sure he'll tell me to do that soon. But, you know, mend it, removing the bandages. Just get that moment with God. Get that time with God. It's a devotional. It's set up for you to have time with God so that you can be the better you who he designed for you to be. We were born into sin, but we don't have to stay in sin. Ooh, that a preacher will take us there.
That's right. Praise
God.
Amen. We
Look,
do not.
You can preach about 13 sermons in 5 minutes.
Yes, you have.
And the word
oh, it's just been a phenomenal time with you on tonight, Evangelist.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited.
Praise God. Yes. I thank you again for coming and being here with us tonight, for inspiring us, for relighting our passion, for setting us on the right path, you know, helping us to dust off some old dreams and bring them back to fruition. And it's just been a great time having you here. And I just bless you on tonight. And I look forward to seeing you at the book signing. And I pray continued blessings exceedingly and abundantly upon you and all that you're going to do. And as the doors continue to open, we just praise God for all that he's doing in your life. But he is worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I receive it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, ladies. Excellent broadcast tonight. You know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. and enjoy the rest of your evening. Please send me the flyer for the for the book signing and everything. I will definitely, I'm committed. So that's done. God bless you guys. And then let me know, April, you pick the date. You got any Saturday in April, let me know.
And it's from 9 to what time?
9 to 10, 10:30.
Okay.
Nine, about
an
hour. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.